With the Westbred Wheat Report, we're joined by Technical Product Manager Grant Marion. Grant, give me an idea. What are we looking at as far as yield potential with the spring wheat crop?
As always in North Dakota, Minnesota, and you know, northern South Dakota, there's a diversity of yield potential in our hard red spring wheat crop. However, especially in the northern tier, there's a lot of really good spring wheat. Something I've really been noticing is there's a big difference between the early seeded wheat and the late seeded wheat. In a large part of northwest North Dakota this year, for instance, the late seeded wheat's going to win the day. But overall, I see quite a bit of yield potential out there for the crop that did have just enough moisture.
Tell me, what do we need to get this crop to the finish line?
When it comes to filling the grain in hard red spring wheat, that's our last yield component, is we need cool nights and relatively cool days. Once your wheat does start turning color, at that point, you really just need some heat to finish the crop off. You just want to senesce it, get it to physiological maturity, and dry it down to 13, 14, 15% so we can cut it. We don't need those constant rains that give us leaching and quality issues.
Westbred Wheat, seeds, solutions, success.